good morning. So good to see everybody out at Murfreesboro Church this morning. Hope you've had a great day so far. If you're visiting with us today, please take part. Let's all stand for our first song. Page 310 in the church hymnal. 310. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
You're behind you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. As you know, or maybe you don't, today our church is celebrating homecoming. So the songs today are kind of, I guess you could say, talking about heaven. That's the ultimate homecoming. Amen. Turn to page 30 for our next song, page 30. Men, folk, sing out on the melody on the chorus. Page 30.
Thank you.
Brad. Thank you, Brother Seth, for playing for us today. We are glad to see each and every one out today in our service. I hope that you have had a blessed week. I'm going to get this thing down where I can see y'all a little better. But I hope you've had a blessed week in that you've been able just to trust the Lord, give an opportunity to invite somebody to church or tell them about where the Lord saved your soul. That's one of the great things that we as God's people have the ability to do is to invite people to the church, invite them to the Lord is what we need to do more of. And I hope and pray that you've had that great opportunity. As Brother Brad said, we're celebrating a homecoming today. He said it right. The ultimate homecoming is when we get home to be with God. This here that we live in today, this is a temporary home. If you've ever in your lifetime, just maybe you had a place and maybe you needed to sell it, or maybe you needed to move somewhere, but it was not hardly ready yet, and you moved into a temporary place, that's where we're at. Well, we think of this being home, but our long home is what is said in some songs and in the Scripture. Our long home is the place where we'll spend the eternity. This that we live in here now, we consider, I'm 66 year old, and that seems like it's been a long time. But that's 1 second compared to eternity. Not even 1 second. And I think about that sometimes. Just how long does God see our time? The people that are over there, how long have they felt like they're there? A lot of times we talk about them, our loved ones that's gone on. They're sitting over there waiting for us. They've been waiting a long time, a lot of people say. That's in our time. They're looking forward to seeing us, I know that. But it hadn't been that long for them. And I'm looking forward to seeing them and being able to wait with the rest of them. Well, let's move right on. We're glad to see each and every one here today. As it's done been stated, this is our homecoming day. We're glad to have all of our visitors with us today. We're going to have lunch after a while. We'll have a day of fellowship and just joining together. And if you're visiting with us today, it doesn't matter if you brought anything or not. Don't worry about it. Just come in and fellowship with us is what we want you to do. We want you to just enjoy the day with God's people. And so we'll have that here in just a little while. We're going to move right along with our service today. We'll have our children's church, as we call it, and we'll call on Brother Sam at this time. Brother Sam.
We're going to go right here. Come here. Come to me. Yeah. There's some right here. Doing? There. Blow. Boy, you nasty. You good. All right. Look at all these people here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Close. We're close to the record. Tell them what the record is, Ezra.
It's 21.
Very good. Y'all are a good-looking group. I won't keep you too long. What are we recognizing and celebrating today? Yes. Homecoming. Everybody knows that's a Latin Aramaic word for Baptists get to eat. Well, it is, isn't it? Right. I got a witness over here. All right. When we think about this real quick, okay, 3 letters. Here we go. Attention. PPF. Everybody say PPF. Past, present, future. Say that. We recognize the past because how many years ago was this church established? You get a gold star. 47? Boy, that's a good guess. A little bit longer than that. Understand it's 39 years. Is that right? So next year it'll be what? 40. We'll recognize it 30-something odd years ago. Point like this, Ezra. Point. Make a point. That this church was organized. and we're thankful for that. So we look back to the past, and we're thankful for that. And in the present, we're here today, and we're going to celebrate that and remember that, okay? But we also want to remember, out here in the foyer, there's a plaque. There's 23 names on there that we have lost, that were members of this church, and we miss them. We miss them. Amen. We have other people that we've lost in their families that weren't in the church here, but we miss them too. But it's already been said, and I'm just bubbling over here, preacher. I'm sorry if I get happy. For the future, because it's already been said that in the future there's going to be a homecoming that can't be compared. We're going to eat today, and we're going to have some of the finest food you ever saw in your life, Ben. But it won't compare to sitting at Jesus' table. And I know that some of you are prepared to do that. Everybody is invited to come back here and eat with us today. But everybody is invited to come and eat with Jesus, too. If you're not ready, I want you to be ready for that homecoming. All right? Say PPF. Past, present, future. All right. Don't. Y'all save me some of Miss Ruth's cake, okay? All right. We're done.
Do you think all of them's going to beat you to that cake?
Yes, they will.
If you're visiting with us, one of the favorites is a coconut cake back there that everybody looks forward to. Do what? I'm just trying to tell the visitor. In the past, it's been there then. If you don't get that, there's plenty of other good stuff, is what I'll say. It is good to see each and every one here today, and we've had a little bit of reminiscing. We've had a little bit of joy, and we have had a little bit of just being blessed of God. Let's pray for a lot more blessings from God. It'll be good for us to enjoy the fellowship later on. But let's feast at God's table today more than anything else. And if you're here today and you're saved, let the Lord bless you. Let Him use you in this service today. And what we want you to do is, if the Lord moves you, follow Him. Amen. Is what we want you to do. And so let's be about God's business today. We need to go on and go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Does anybody have a prayer request on your heart this morning? We want to remember Brother Blaine Wilburn. He was in the hospital earlier in the week, and he's out, but he's still having some problems. Do remember him. Brother Bill Green is also having quite a bit of problems. And both of them had intended on being here today. I haven't seen Brother Blaine or Brother Bill yet. So do remember them in your prayers. Is there another prayer request on your heart? Go ahead. Lord, help. Let's remember this in your prayers. Somebody else. Let's remember our lost souls that we have that come in and out of this church. Whether they're young, maybe not even reached the time that they know right from wrong yet, or whether they're older, but they need to get saved. I've heard this said a lot here lately, to remind them that Jesus loves you and that He will save you. He just asked you to believe completely in Him. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and we asked everybody to pray in this day. I hope that we can all just follow the Lord today. And in your prayers, everybody pray. Don't just listen to the ones that are praying. You pray. If it's a 2-second prayer, that's good enough. But just you pray is what we asked you to do today. We'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray in your own way today. Brother Randall, will you start our prayer, please?
Thank you so much, Brother Seth. A few years ago, I was blessed enough to have him on the keys for us pretty often here, and it sure is glad to have Seth on the piano here today joining us. So let's turn to page 36 for our next song. And ladies, it's your turn to sing out on the melody. Down in the chorus, page 36, verse 1 and 3. If that don't stir you up, something's wrong with you, folks. Listen to that beautiful singing. Let's turn over to page 50. We'll speed things up just a tad. Page 50, verse 1 and 3, page 50.
Thank you.
probably going to sing more today than I usually do, but that'll be all right, won't it? Let's do at least one verse of 256. 256. I had to hear that this morning. Amen. We're going to do one more song, Lord willing. Choir, stand up. My family could probably guess what it's going to be, knowing me. Turn to page 180. It's a very scriptural sound song that stirs my heart every time I hear it. 180.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir.
Thank you, Brother Seth. Thank you, Brother Brad, for the good songs today. Thankful for all the blessings thus far. Don't ever hesitate to request that song. I love to hear it. And it's good for us to remember to thank the Lord for our blessings. Go right ahead. That's true. Amen. Lord help you. Yes, ma'am. Lord bless. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. That's what we're supposed to do. Somebody else. Brother Brad. This is God's service. That's what it's supposed to be. And I would, while we're getting this song together, remember the song, Thank You, Lord. But also remember, we are praising God in that thank you. But sometimes it's good for us just to say, God, you're great. Not necessarily just thanking him, but saying who he is. He's great. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's got a son the same way. Ooh, ain't that good? Go ahead, I'll hush.
72.
Thank you.
Somebody else have a request? Days of the Week song.
I like to introduce it because if you know what day of the week you got saved on, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, stand up on that day. That's the way you glorify God. Now, you may not know the exact day of the week that you got saved on. So after Sunday, there is a great day. You can stand up on that day. So stand up for the Lord is what this is all about. A good opportunity to stand up for Him today while we sing. Say, I appreciate everybody standing up for the Lord. Somebody else got something on your heart? Another song. I'm in no hurry. Food will wait. Like I said, we need God's food.
Page 56.
Thank you.
Another song. I want us to follow the Lord today. That's the most important thing we need to do, following the Lord. Yes, sir. Bless you, Brother Randall. Appreciate this testimony. Somebody else? Everybody follow the Lord.
280. $305 in the Red Book. Thank you. I love it when young people ask for music.
Okay. Brother Brad, if I can have a moment, we've got a request here of one wanting to join the church here today. Now, if you will sing one verse of that song, Brother Brad, if anybody else is here that feels the Lord pushing you to join this church, I want you to follow the Lord today. So you're only going to get one verse. So don't think, well, I'm work it out in two or three verses and come. I want to give you one verse. Now, we take members by experience and baptism, meaning that you're saved already. We'll baptize you. If you've never been baptized into an old-fashioned missionary Baptist church like ours, we take members from churches of like faith and order, ones that preach and practice like we do, and we'll take them by restoration. If somebody's been excluded from this body, we bring them back into our body. By restoration is what we do. So while we sing this song, and then we'll move right along. Remember,
358 at the bottom of the page.
Thank you, Brother Brad. Now, before this service is over, if you were supposed to join this church, you can do what Sister Kendra has done. Just walk up here and tell me, or just stand up, whatever, and you can still join this church. Sister Kendra will be coming by experience and baptism. And so we always ask the testimony of any individual that comes before our church for membership. And we'll ask her to give her testimony at this time. Sister Kendra.
Saved at the age of 12, cold snowy day in February.
Oh, please.
And I had several family members around me. My brother's Randy Spoffer, and he was actually playing the piano at the time. Mm. And I'll be honest, if I didn't have God in my life, I hope I got my kid.
Oh, bless.
And I've been coming to church with Carl and Lynn and their children now for probably 2 years. And I've been sitting back there fighting this for the past year about Jordan. And a couple of Sundays ago, it really dug at my heart. And I said, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And then today, I kept fighting it. And then I kept telling the Lord, well, give me a signal. You know, put a pain in my chest. And he did. How the preacher looked at me, he did. You know. Just little funnies like that, and then I'd go back, put a pain in my chest. How the preacher looked at me. I kept going back and forth. Finally, I just said, forget it, I'm going to join. So, you know, I do love this church.
Sure?
I've not been to one like it, I'll be honest. So, I know y'all don't know me, but I'm originally from Lafayette, and I live in Tullahoma now, and I would really like
bless your heart. Bless your heart. You've heard Sister Kendra's request. You've heard her testimony. What's the will of the church as far as her being a member of this church? Motion made and seconded. You had about three or four, Sister Ruth, there. Motion made and seconded that we receive her according to the rules of the church. Any discussion on this motion? If not, all in favor, let it be known by uplifted hand. All opposed, like sign. Motion has passed is what it's done. We always extend to her, any new member, a right hand of Christian fellowship. We've got a good crowd here today, and I'm thankful for you. But you that are visiting here today, you're seeing something that's a blessing to us. And to have somebody to join the church is always a blessing to me. We like to extend to her the right hand of Christian fellowship. Just come around, shake hands. It's a good crowd. Just take your time. Brother Brad's going to be singing for a little bit. I'm sorry. But he's enjoyed singing today. So it's been a great blessing today in this service. Everybody follow the Lord while you come around, shake hands one with another. I'll be the first.
Thank you so much.
Bless you. But for anybody here, we don't refuse anybody. We just want you to know that you're saved. That's the main thing. We want you to know that first and foremost. Church membership will not get you to heaven. Being baptized will not get you to heaven. Salvation, knowing Jesus Christ in your heart, being born again on the inside, having that change made, that's when you know that you've been saved. And that's what we're talking about today. In these songs and everything that's been done, keep that in mind as you think about this service. I know it's been unorthodox, an unorthodox service today, but it's been of God. God changes us up sometimes. You know, a lot of times we get in the habit of singing a few songs, singing this and that, and then we'll pray, and then we'll do this, and then we'll have preaching, and then we'll dismiss, and sometimes the Lord wants us to change just a little bit, maybe sometimes a lot, just to get us to thinking about Him more. And that's what this service has been about. Brother Brad, go ahead and sing. I'll hush.
Request for 279 in the Redback Hymnal.
Somebody else got something on your heart.
Hey, I've always had that peace that I knew God was saying.
Amen.
And anytime that I have a question about it now, I just think about that time I was kneeling inside my bed that day, and I don't question anymore.
Amen. Bless your heart, Brother Trey. Good advice. Good advice. Somebody else. Does anybody need to pray today? Does anybody need to seek the Lord? If you don't know the Lord and free pardon of sin, if you don't know that change has happened in your heart, Brother Brad, let's have one more song. If you have that and you know right now you're troubled inside of your heart and you feel like the Lord wants you to come to Him, we have these benches up here in front. We call them altars. It's a place to pray. That's not just for the sinners. That's for saved too. Yes, sir. We can do that here in just a minute. But I want to give that opportunity for everybody.
How much?
Everybody here today. If you're lost and you know it, let the Lord deal with you. But you come to the Lord. You don't have to come to this bench to be saved. You can get saved in any of these benches here. You just start praying. Start talking to God about it. Until you know that something has changed on the inside. That's what you want to look for. Do you want to pray today? Do you want to find Jesus? I said it earlier, He loves you more than anything. And He wants to save you. While we sing this song, come and pray.
Page 44.
Brother Trey's going to be down here. He'll pray with you. So will I. Do you want to pray today? Been a great blessing. William's still praying is what he's doing. He says he feels different, but he's still not sure where he's going. And we want him to be completely sure is what we want him to do. A lot of people would say, well, that's good enough. That's good enough. But you need to know. A friend of mine used to put it this way. I know that I know that I know. And that's the way I am. I know. Lane, you want to tell them what happened to you?
Sitting back there, and I had this, and I just felt terrible. I had this gut feeling in me, just my guts turning. And, you know, for a while I've been asking for salvation and going to church and whatnot. And I had this calling to come up here to the altar.
Lord bless you.
Down on my knees, started praying, and my grandma came up, placed her hand on my back, started praying for me, and I had this relief, I had this joy, and I knew I was saved.
Lord bless. Lord bless. Do you want to join church too?
I would like that.
He's done told you his testimony. I kind of thought I might have had it backwards a minute ago when I started, but I wanted the church to hear what he said. I just asked him, did he get it? And he said, I got it. But I wanted to hear more of the story myself. But you've heard his testimony already. As far as him desiring to join the church, and he'll be baptized at a later time, is what the idea will be today. So I need a motion on the part of the church to accept Brother Lane. Motion made. And I think I had two motions, so we'll count one of them as a second, is what we can do. Any discussion on the motion to receive Brother Lane as the... rules of the church. It's been good. Amen. I'll get to it. Any discussion on the motion? Oh. If not, all in favor of the church members, let it be known by uplifted hand. Thank you. All opposed, like sign. Motion has passed. I think most everybody's done shook hands with him and given him right hand of Christian fellowship. If you want to come around and shake hands with him again, that's fine. I will say this. If you're here today and you're still not saved, you keep praying. You keep praying. As I said, you don't have to be on this altar to get saved. I don't advise you to wait till you get home. You might not get there. But I advise you to pray until you know that you're saved. Bless you. Been praying for him a while. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Amen. I'll shake hands with you. I missed that earlier.
Sweet expressions. Now sing with me.
Somebody else got something on your heart. 209? Is that right? 209, Brother Brad. 'Anybody else got a testimony on your heart? It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm thankful when God takes over, when He takes over a service. I'm thankful for that. You didn't get to hear preaching, but you heard a lot of the message today. And I'm thankful you did. And so I told them last night at the singing, I said, the only drawback, if you come back tomorrow for homecoming, you might have to listen to me. Well, thank God you didn't. I'm thankful that everybody was here. Again, we're glad to have our visitors with us. We thank you for being here today. I appreciate the one being saved. Thank God for that. I appreciate these two joining the Lord's church, and we'll set that baptism for another time. A couple Sundays down the road is what we'll do, or something, maybe even next Sunday. Just whenever we can get everything lined up, we'll get that worked out. But let's keep that in mind. I do want to remind everyone that we have lunch. We want all of our visitors to stay and be with us. Now, they're going to shut the doors going in to the eating area. And when they have everything set up, they'll open the doors, is my understanding. Right now, they're standing wide open. They may already have it already there. But it is ready. Okay, good. But we, again, want all of our visitors to stay and be with us and enjoy the day with the Lord, the fellowship and such with that. All hearts and minds clear. We'll have a dismissal prayer along with a blessing today, and we just want God to be honored in this day, and I believe He has already. But let's keep it up. Let's keep it up and follow, continue. Bless your heart. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any money, didn't own a building. All we knew is that we wanted to see an old-fashioned missionary Baptist church.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm so thankful that how God's blessed us. It's not been easy. There's been lots and lots of times I was ready to go back to making it.
Yeah.
And I don't believe he has.
Oh, ma'am.
It breaks my heart that he kept me here today.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as I know, once he's come in, I didn't know it. His health is so poor. But there's nobody that loves this church like that.
I agree.
And I ask you to pray for him. And you know, since he was saved on the birthday of our church.
Yes, ma'am.
What more could you ask?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
All is for my children, my grandchildren, to be saved.
Amen. Lord bless.
I just can't imagine life without the church.
Yes, ma'am, I can't either.
And I'm so thankful for everything that he's done for us and how he's blessed us. And to see all these people here tonight, I'm telling you, 12 was a pretty small group.
Mm-hmm.
And we had visitors that day, don't get me wrong with that. We had a good crowd that day. We sang "Everybody Will Be Happy" over there.
Amen.
That
day.
And several other songs too. But God has blessed us. He's been with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Miss Ruth. Appreciate these good words. Another testimony? Only thing I'm going to remind you of is a couple weeks ago, and on a Wednesday night, there was a request made, and it was that we have an altar prayer for the sinners. And the person made the statement that it seemed like we had forgotten about our lost. See what happens when we get them on our heart? Let's keep them on our heart. There's still more here. There's still more here that needs to get saved. So let's keep them on our heart, and let's keep praying for them. All hearts and minds clear? Remember, our service is next, we'll say Wednesday night, but also we have Joyful Hearts on Friday, and invite anybody to come and eat with us and just enjoy the fellowship again. We like eating here, by the way, in case you didn't notice. And we invite anybody that can come at 11 o'clock on Friday to come and be with us. Remember, our service is next Sunday also. If all hearts and minds clear, we'll ask one to pray the benediction, but with the blessing also. Amen. Lord help. Lord bless. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They're going to need all the help they can get. Yes, ma'am. Another? All rise, we'll be dismissed. As far as the food is concerned, after the prayer, you can go down there and get in line and just go on back to eat and enjoy. Thankful for each and every one being here today. Appreciate our visitors once again. We'll call on Brother Brent. Would you dismiss us, please?